Track 10, tattoos. Good morning, everybody. Today, I'm going to talk about tattoos. I've always wanted to know more about them, so I chose this topic for my presentation. To begin with, I found out that tattoos are a very old form of art and exist in many different countries. For example, some mummies from ancient Egypt had tattoos, some Romans had tattoos, and even Ötzi, the famous 5,000-year-old man found in the Alps, had more than 60 tattoos. Scientists believe that tattoos were often used for medical reasons, for example, to help people who had pain in their legs, arms, or backs. This was probably the reason why Ötzi had so many tattoos. Another use of tattoos was to mark slaves, prisoners, and criminals, and to punish them in this way. Unfortunately, this is what also happened to Jewish prisoners in the concentration camp Auschwitz. When they arrived there, an identification number was tattooed on their forearm. For a long time, sailors used tattoos as good luck charms to protect themselves against the dangers at sea. For example, the picture of an anchor was a symbol for a safe journey. Other tattoos were used to show where a sailor had to travel to. Soldiers often wear tattoos to show which part of the military they belong to and that they are proud of it. However, there are very strict rules in most armies about which tattoos are acceptable and which are not. The same is true for the police and other official organizations. Nowadays, tattoos are popular with many different kinds of people, and people get tattoos for many different reasons. Many people get tattoos with the names or pictures of someone they love. Others get tattoos just because they look cool. There are also many famous people who get a tattoo, and their fans are often very interested in which tattoo they'll get next and for what reason. However, one should not forget that having one is a big decision. Tattoos are difficult to remove, and you need to have a special operation to make it disappear. It is also important to decide where on your body you want to have a tattoo, and one should always have it done in a professional studio where everything is clean and safe. I hope that you have found my little presentation interesting, and I could give you some interesting information on the pictures on people's bodies. Thank you for your attention.